Utilitarianism in action, the creation of pop culture. Even with all this talk of changing the system from without, one big development changed the system from within and granted workers what they had long sought, a shortened workday and work week. The new development that allowed this was the assembly line, ASSEMBLY LINE. The assembly line was first practiced in a large scale by car maker Henry Ford. An assembly line allows for a much more efficient production through dividing up the job into many smaller tasks. As opposed to a group of expert car makers building one car together, the line used many, many untrained workers, repeating one simple task for one single step in the overall production. No one worker in this system knows how to build an entire car, and the repetition is certainly tedious, but the result is a car built much more cheaply and much more quickly. With the assembly line, more cars came off the factory floor than could be sold. Workers were not needed for a 14-hour shift 6 days a week, and the current workday of 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock Monday through Friday became a traditional practice. For the first time in human history, even the working class had leisure time. With this leisure time and new products such as the phonograph, motion pictures, radio, and magazines and comics, even the poorest of citizens had access to culture. This mass culture, or popular culture, appeals to everyone in society, not just the very wealthy, as high culture like ballet, opera, or symphony orchestras did before. Like the assembly line, and like industrialization itself, mass culture is a double-edged sword. Everyone is able to experience and afford entertainment, but entertainment often appeals to the lowest common denominator to make money. Regardless, Jeremy Bentham would be pleased to see culture that is able to please the greatest number of people, even if that pleasure might be viewed as more mindless or low class. With the internet, of course, mass culture is taken to a whole new level, but that chapter has yet to be written.